joining us in studio this morning to talk about vaping. Good morning.
Morning, Howard. Thanks for having me this morning.
All right. So I think the first thing to understand is what is vaping? Because we hear, is vaping e-cigarettes? Are these the same? It's confusing.
So vaping is e-cigarettes.
Okay.
Vaping basically is an e-cigarette which has got an e-cartridge inside it, which contains a solvent or a liquid, which basically has a coil attached to it and a battery. Now, this battery heats the coil, and the coil then heats the liquid, and it pushes out a vape, or it pushes out an aerosol, which a person inhales into their lungs, and this is known as an e-cigarette.
Okay, and this term juuling, have you heard of that, Zanati?
No.
Juuling.
No,
you see, Zanati, you're not nearly as woke as
no,
you need
I'm
to
not,
be.
No, I'm not, clearly.
I feel like you know. Anyway, you need to spend more time in Glenhazel.
Juuling is a form of vaping. Juuling came about in about 2013. It's now about a $16 billion industry, okay, at the moment.
It's a form of vaping.
It's a form of vaping, and it's quite a sleek form of vaping. And this is the form that's basically taking all of our teens and our kids into this habit.
Okay.
And it basically looks like a USB, and you can hide it under your arm, and it looks totally innocuous. And you don't really see the vapor coming out or the aerosol coming out. So it's very easy to use and very easy to hide. And it's quite a nifty, sleek thing, and it's catching all our teens, and they all think it's amazing and wonderful, and it's so nice to use, and they look so cool when they're using it.
Yeah, you see, I don't think they do. I think they look awful. In fact, I said to our kids, you know, if they ever, you know, go on one of these programs, if they ever get sent home for vaping, I'd be so ashamed. So ashamed. No, it's true, Zanati. Why are you laughing? It's not cool. Do you think vaping is cool?
No, definitely not.
I think it's
no.
not cool at all. Cigarettes are much cooler. Okay, not in front of the pulmonologist. All right. So we understand what goes into, what is this liquid?
So there's about 15,000 different flavors of liquids worldwide that they're using to put in this liquid. So it's unbelievable. I mean, it contains nicotine. It contains propylene glycol. It contains glycerine. Contains a whole amount of solvents that go into this liquid.
Is nicotine in of itself dangerous? Because, you know, with smoking, we hear about the...
So it's actually a very good question.
The tar, you know, we hear all this other stuff.
Nicotine is extremely dangerous, especially in young people. And I'm talking about people from the age of 14 upwards, for the reason that it's an extremely addictive substance. And in young people, their brains have got nicotine receptors which are highly sensitive to nicotine and make them highly addictive.
So if they start this vaping business younger, the younger you start, the more addicted you will be.
Not only the more addicted, but there's a high propensity for getting addicted to cigarettes, alcohol, and marijuana.
They're all linked?
They're all linked due to this addictive sort of personality that you get, and also due to the addiction of the receptors in the brain from the nicotine.
Okay, so the younger you start, the more
dangerous it is. Vaping is extremely, extremely dangerous.
That's very
interesting. Don't let anyone tell you any different.
Well, that is a confusing thing, because the marketing of it is so different. The marketing is
phenomenal.
You know, it looks fresh. It looks like a fruit juice stand.
Yeah.
You know, when you walk past them in shopping mall.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
You go there, you see young people, good-looking people offering you a vape, and it's dangerous.
Amazing. I'd love your thoughts and your questions. 345-19 or 061-895-1019. There's also these, I've also heard of a marijuana vape.
Yeah.
So what is that?
So basically, because it's so innocuous and because there's no smell coming off the vape, they've now taken to putting marijuana, tetrahydrocannabinol, all other types of stuff inside the vapes, which people are basically vaping with, and there's no way of telling about it. And there's a lot of lung illnesses that are now related to vaping. There's over 450 lung illnesses in patients that have been reported. And today they've reported the 6th vaping-related death in Kansas.
So these deaths that we're hearing about, and I'm seeing articles sporadically developing, you know, a teen here and somebody there, is that, you know, then we've heard the story of a vape that blew up.
These deaths aren't even related to the vapes that are blowing up.
Right.
There's one common denominator with the deaths. And that's vaping. You know, people can say that it's from the tetrahydrocannabinols, it's from the vitamin E acetate.
Yeah, I heard somebody said it's from something about the vitamin E.
And they haven't isolated. It's too new at the moment. There's still too many studies to be done. But basically what's happening is you're taking a vapor, which is heated, okay? It's coming into your lungs. When it gets into your lungs, it cools down. Then it becomes a liquid again, and then it coats your lungs. Then it's stopping gas flow and oxygen exchange in your lungs. And then you aren't able to get rid of the carbon dioxide in your lungs and you're getting a pneumonia. and you're getting into hospital and you can die from it. So it's extremely dangerous.
So hold on, let's just take this process again. It starts off in a liquid form.
It's
turned into a gas.
It's turned into a vapor. An aerosol. Now an aerosol is a very, very fine substance of gas or liquid.
Look, I can't breathe after I put on deodorant in the morning.
Well, that's because you put on so much. But, but the point is this vapor or this aerosol.
Is that a medical opinion?
I'm
sorry, carry on. Medical opinion,
This aerosol goes into your lungs, and then when it cools down your lungs, that's when all the trouble starts. You see, people don't know yet what the actual problem is with this propylene glycol and with this glycerin is on your lungs. It's all very well to have it in food additives. They know about that, but they haven't studied it on the brain and on the actual lungs.
That's really frightening.
So is vaping more dangerous than cigarettes, or is it just it's dangerous in a different form?
So the short answer is yes. The long answer is it's complicated. The long answer being complicated.
It's like everyone has an active relationship to get there.
Basically, because the long answer is because vaping was actually invented for long-term smokers. So I'm talking about a 60-year-old smoker that wants to try and quit smoking, that's already addicted to smoking, and they want to get something that's got less of the carcinogens, which less of the cancer-causing agents, and less of the nicotine, and get that into their system. The problem is, because of the unbelievable marketing and because it looks amazing and so wonderful, the teens have taken to it. And now it's just going rampant. And as I said, it's a highly addictive substance.
So Charles wants to know, are there vapes without nicotine in it? And if so, is vaping without nicotine just flavored air? Actually, so I can answer that question based on what you're saying. Tell me if I'm wrong. Effectively, it is dangerous because you're bringing this liquid substance into your lungs and that's coating your lungs. We actually don't know the impact
of
that.
So we actually do. They're starting to bring out studies now that say even the vapes without nicotine are dangerous.
Right.
Because what happens is damages the layer of the cells around the blood vessels. It's called the endothelium. Okay. Those cells get damaged by all these additives and all these solvents that are added to the vaping without the nicotine, okay? And these can cause your blood vessels to cause clotting, can cause strokes, can cause heart attacks. So yes, vaping without nicotine is also dangerous, but less addictive.
I'm chatting to Dr. Anton Marburg. Time is 7:22. We are talking about vaping. We're talking about the dangers of vaping. To me, very, very frightening. I'd love your thoughts on 34519 or 0618951019. Tony asking the same question that Zanati was asking, is vaping worse than cigarettes? I'd love your thoughts and your questions on that. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. Good morning.
Reuben Zimmerman was only 24 when he started his plumbing business in 1935. He worked hard for many years to build a family business that he was proud to pass on to his son, Chatzka, who continued the legacy and in turn passed it on to his son, David, in 1993. And Advanced Plumbers continues to this day.
Hi, I'm David, and I'm very proud to continue this 80-year legacy.
For all plumbing, small renovations, and prompt attention, WhatsApp or SMS Advanced Plumbers 082-892-5931.
Change the course of your career by studying the Postgraduate Diploma in Management at Boston City Campus. Your bachelor's degree in any field is your ticket to advanced knowledge of business and general management. This is your chance to become a business success story. Apply now to study this internationally accredited Postgraduate Diploma online or at Boston's beautiful and tranquil Bedford View campus. See boston.co.za to learn more or email info@boston.co.za.
Need to sell more stock in your retail outlets? Start by presenting it better. Since 1959, Display Equipment Co. has been supplying on-trend solutions to exhibit your shop's merchandise. From mannequins to dress rails and clothing hangers, grid display systems and flat-pack wooden counters. Turn your shoppers into buyers. Display Equipment Co. Because great displays increase sales.
Time is 7:24. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. Ian says federal health authorities are investigating 5 deaths from mysterious lung illness tied to vaping. There are now 450 possible cases. I'm chatting to Dr. Anton Meyerberg. Your comments?
So actually there's 6 deaths at the
six
moment.
6 deaths now. What are the cigarette companies, what is their reaction to vaping?
So they're basically getting on the bandwagon. Philip Morris is now developing a new one, which is not a Juul, it's not a vape, it's called an IQOS, IQOS. that's in the pipeline. And basically what they're trying to do now is they're trying to take tobacco leaves, which you can burn in the IQOS and actually inhale from there. Okay.
Oh, so they want to go back to...
You know, you've got to understand that they're saying this is the new way forward. Okay. But remember, all the tobacco companies in the years before said 9 out of 10 doctors smoke Camel. So I mean, how bad can it be? You know?
It's actually unbelievable how stupid we are.
Yeah. Agreed.
It's just incredible that without any form of testing, everybody thinks that this is okay. What you're saying is, if I have a teen and I know that he or she is vaping when I go to
lock them up, put them away, punish them, do whatever you got to do, but get them to stop vaping. In fact, the FDA commissioner basically says now that vaping is a pandemic. Okay. And they're going so far as to say that nicotine addiction due to vaping is now being called a pediatric disease due to what it leads to down the line.
Wow. But you know what's incredible and I find fascinating is you and I started chatting about doing the segment about 2 weeks ago, and you don't get much information, or I certainly couldn't. You know, you weren't available until today. I was trying to find information. To the layperson, there's not a lot of stuff out there.
Well, they don't want information put out there. They want it to make it look like it's a wonderful thing and it's an amazing thing and you must do it. It's very cool to do it with your friends and look how good you'll look and there's no harmful effects. Which is all absolute rubbish.
Incredible. It's absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, we know that for sure that young kids are smoking. I mean, I know
the problem is there's no legislation out about it yet either.
There is regulation, though, in terms of the age.
Not here yet. So you're not supposed to use it if you're 18, but then kids just send their friends to go buy it for them.
Well, that's exactly what's happened. In fact, I considered it Zanati as a secondary business because young kids are giving older kids at schools extra money to go and buy them the vapes.
I think the schools need to educate the kids, and the parents need to be educated about it.
Do you think the schools are doing enough?
No.
All right. Is your school dealing with that? I'd love to hear from you. 34519 or 061-895-1019. Time is 7:28. We're going to take traffic. We're going to take, we're going to take news headlines, chat to Louis Karpus with the sports, and then we'll be back with Dr. Anton Meiberg, where we're going to continue having this conversation. It is an extremely important, one to have and one that I believe is overdue. Time is 7:35. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem 101.9 High FM. Joining me in studio is Dr. Anton Meiberg. We are talking about vaping. Howard Sexton just joined us as well. Good morning, Howard Sexton.
Good morning.
All right, and you left your vape outside, I'm hoping.
Who thought that putting burning things in your mouth would actually be good for you?
Well, that's actually very funny because there's a new phenomenon now, okay, which take it one step higher. There's clouding. Okay?
I was going to ask you, what's clouding? What's cloud chasing?
So now it's taking idiocy and making it even more idiotic, okay? They're getting what they call professional vapors. Now you can be called a professional vapor because you can blow rings with your vaping and you can blow all types of balls and all types of dragons and all types of things. And they're taking this dangerous thing and making it into a sport now.
How much can you earn as a professional vapor?
Cloud chaser.
It depends who's sponsoring you. So if Philip Morris sponsors you, you'll be making huge, Tom.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's the problem. Because I think the point is this, is that vaping looks stupid. I don't care what anybody tells me.
It looks stupid. Cool to you and me, but it looked to the kids, no, it looks cool.
So that's the point. So the fact is that the minute the kids see or think or perceive that it's actually not cool looking, it'll stop.
Vaping
because nobody wants to do something
ugly,
that's
vaping
not cool.
Is dirty. You take a 17-year-old boy that's vaping. Their parents don't know they're vaping because they can't smell it on
them. Well, I was going to say, is there any way to detect it? Because, you know, in our day, you know, you'd have to say, no, I was just hanging out with people who were smoking.
You can go old style sort of SS and start searching your kids' bags, and that's the only way you can detect it. There's no way.
I do that, but then they look like USBs.
Well, then put it on your computer and watch it explode.
But Anton, isn't it really just an addiction?
It is an addiction. It's a major addiction.
So we must treat it as an addiction.
We must treat it as an addiction. It needs to be legislated. As I said, we need to speak at schools. I've been asked to speak at a number of schools to try and actually speak about the addiction. And
so at least that's positive that the schools
positive.
Are starting to deal
with it. Some of the schools are starting
it.
To deal with it. And it's a big problem.
I mean, very, very simply, because we are running out of time, it is nicotine is dangerous.
Nicotine is dangerous. Vaping is dangerous. E-juuling is dangerous. using the substance inside is dangerous. The batteries can explode. You get respiratory illnesses. It can cause death. It's addictive.
You're introducing a liquid to your lungs filled with substance.
Solvents, if you don't know what actually they're doing to the lungs and what the long-term effects are. Short-term effects are respiratory illness, pneumonias, and death.
Because we don't have the long-term studies,
no,
of course.
It's not
how long,
long
has
enough.
Vaping
so
been
vaping
around?
Came about in 2017. Juuling came about in 2013.
Hold on. It's that new?
No, but we take things very slowly in South Africa. You know, like it only comes about and being a big thing in the last 2 or 3 years.
No, but I think it's very quick. I think that's literally an explosion,
well,
if you'll excuse
you
me.
You older people do think 2017 is very quick, but it's actually not.
I feel like this was unnecessary, don't you?
Look, there goes his entire credibility. I'm not sure we can believe anything he said.
Exactly.
But, and can I just ask you, because CBD has become the big rage at the moment.
Yeah.
And everyone's taking drops and everyone's vaping CBD. What do you think of that?
I think it's very dangerous. There's tetrahydrocannabinol, there's marijuana, there's CBD. They're all related to each other. And the problem is they're introducing all types of solvents and propellants into that, which is going to accelerate the vaping and accelerate the amount of aerosol and particles going into your lungs. Is it dangerous? Yes. Why is it dangerous? Because first of all, no one knows that you're doing it because you can't smell it. So you don't know about it because, as I said, there's about 15,000 different flavors that can go in with it, okay? What is it doing to your body? We know what nicotine does to the brain in the young people. More so, there's studies that show that marijuana or tetrahydrocannabinol or cannabinoid can actually cause learning difficulties, memory problems, attention deficit disorder, and a whole host of other problems. So, yes, it is a problem and a big, big danger to our young kids.
So should we, in fact, be putting pressure, for example, on the landlords? I was in Sandton City yesterday, and I see their vape shops everywhere.
Yes.
Their
need to
CBD shops. Should we be putting pressure on the landlords to say, we actually don't want this distributed in the middle of shopping malls?
Well, also, before you came into studio, the stalls are actually so fresh and exciting. It's like a fruit juice stall. It confuses your brain because it is marketed as a healthy product. Well, and it doesn't have that horrible, stale smell.
Well, how many years did it take them for them to legislate that you can't smoke in a public place? We need to legislate you can't vape in a public place. We don't know what the side effects are of needing a passive vapor.
I was going to ask you about passive smoking or passive vaping. Yeah. Is there such a thing?
There's going to be, and it's going to be coming out soon.
Incredible. Time is 7:40. Unfortunately, that's where we leave it. Unsigned says, or Anonymous said, Dr. Marburg is the best doctor in town. Listen to him, people. Okay, there's obviously a very ill person. They must have tried every other doctor in town in order to determine that.
Brain drain.
Oh, there's that brain drain
that
thing.
That wasn't from someone called Mr. Philip Morris.
Absolutely right. Dr. Anton Marburg, thank you for me, I have to tell you, a very, very sobering discussion, because I knew that vaping wasn't, I mean, I never thought it was cool, but I didn't think it was a good idea. And I thought it could, kind of lead to all sorts of things. I didn't realize as just how dangerous it is. I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 061-895-1019.